Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a ride groove that feels right at home in jungle and old-school DNB, but we're doing it the smart way, with minimal CPU load in Ableton Live 12. Now, a ride in this style is not just some shiny top-end layer sitting there for decoration. In jungle, it can act like momentum. It can tell the listener the next section is coming. It can push a phrase forward, add urgency before the drop, and make the whole arrangement feel more alive without cluttering your break or bass. So the goal here is not a huge cinematic cymbal wash. We want something tight, slightly raw, and rhythmic. Think top-end phrasing, not just percussion. Let's start with the source. Grab a ride sample that already has the right attitude. If you have a clean ride with a clear stick attack and a medium decay, that's a great starting point. If your break is already bright, go a little darker with the ride. If you want more jungle flavor, try a cymbal hit from an old break or a drum machine style sample. Drop it into an audio track, or into simpler if you want more control. In simpler, trim the start so the transient is clean, add a tiny fade to avoid clicks, and if the sample's tail is too long, shorten it. That last part matters a lot. In DNB, a tighter source usually works better than trying to fix a messy one with processing. Now let's program the groove. For old-school jungle vibes, don't just hammer straight eighth notes all the way through. That can feel too rigid. Instead, shape it like a phrase. Try sparse offbeat hits in the first part of the loop, then add a few pickups as you get closer to the end of the section. A nice approach is to keep bars 1 and 2 pretty open, add a little more motion in bars 3 and 4, and then increase density in the last two bars before the drop. Velocity is huge here. You don't want every hit to land exactly the same. Keep most of the notes in a moderate range, then push the final hits a little harder, so the ride feels like it's leaning into the transition. That gives you the vibe of a real player building energy instead of a loop just repeating on rails. Next, let's make it sit with the drums. One of the easiest ways to make this feel authentic is to borrow some groove from your break. Pull the break's groove into the groove pool, then apply a small amount of that swing to the ride clip. You only need a little. We're not trying to make it sloppy, we're trying to make it belong. Even a subtle timing offset can make the ride feel like it's part of the same performance as the break. Now for the CPU-friendly part. Instead of stacking lots of heavy effects on every version of the ride, keep the chain lean and route smartly. Put the ride on a dedicated track or group, and use a simple stock chain. EQ8 first, saturator next, autofilter after that, and maybe utility at the end for level and width control. With EQ8, clean up the low end. A high pass somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz usually makes sense for a ride like this. If it gets harsh, take a gentle dip somewhere in the upper mids, often around 4 to 7 kHz, depending on the sample. Then add a little saturator. Just a touch. We're not trying to destroy it, just give it some grit and density. A couple dB of drive can be enough to make the ride feel more like dusty hardware and less like a polished pop cymbal. After that, use autofilter for motion. This is where the riser energy comes from. You can automate the cutoff slowly over 4, 8, or 16 bars. Open it up over the build if you want more brightness and urgency, or close it down if you want tension before the drop. A small resonance bump can help the filter feel like it's breathing, but don't overdo it. If you want width, keep it subtle. In jungle and darker DNB, the ride should stay mostly centered so it doesn't fight the snare top or make the mix feel wobbly. Utility is perfect for quick width control and gain staging. And here's a useful teacher tip. If you're experimenting quickly, draw the movement in the clip first. Clip envelopes for volume or filter changes are faster than building full automation lanes right away. Once the idea works, you can commit to more detailed automation later. Now let's talk about space. Don't put reverb on every track. Use a shared return instead. That keeps your session efficient and helps everything feel connected. Make one return track for space, maybe with a short reverb or a light echo. Keep the decay fairly short. Cut the lows and don't let it get washed out. You want texture, not a giant cloud. If you want a second return, make one for dirt. A little saturator or drum bus on a return can add attitude without forcing the main ride to do all the work. This is a classic DNB workflow. One shared space, one shared grit lane, and then you blend them into the dry signal. A really effective move is to automate the send amount. In the last bar or two before the drop, raise the reverb or delay send slightly. That gives you more lift without needing another plugin. Now let's shape the transient. A ride in this style needs to cut, but not stab. If it's too sharp, it can make the snare feel smaller and start getting tiring. Use careful source editing first. Trim the start, Shorten the tail if needed, and only then reach for compression or transient control. If you use glue compressor, go very light. You might only need a dB or two of gain reduction. The point is just to smooth the edge a little, not flatten the groove. Also, always check the ride against the snare top and the full drum loop. A ride that sounds great solo can be too bright once everything is playing. Now let's arrange it like a proper transition tool. Think in phrases. A strong jungle ride riser often starts sparse, then grows in density and brightness, then drops out right before the impact. That last part is important. If the ride keeps going into the drop loses some of its punch. Even a tiny mute, cutoff, or half-beat vacuum before the downbeat can make the drop hit way harder. So a simple arrangement could be something like this. Filtered break and sub-tease, then a rising ride groove over the last four bars, then a short fill or stutter, then the drop lands clean. That contrast is what makes the moment feel big. A few extra pro moves here. If the ride feels good after you build it, resample it to audio. That's a great CPU saver, and it gives you more freedom to chop, reverse, or re-edit the best moments. You can also create a ghost layer by duplicating the ride and keeping the copy filtered and quiet in the final two bars only. That can add shimmer without making the main ride too bright. Another nice trick is to use two ride samples, one brighter and one darker, and alternate them by phrase. That keeps the movement alive without adding a bunch of extra processing. And if you want more tension, try a tiny pitch rise over the build. Just one or two semitones can work, but keep it subtle. We want jungle tension, not an obvious EDM riser cliche. Let's quickly cover common mistakes. Don't make the ride too loud. Our riser should feel like it's growing, but the real power often comes from automation, density, and contrast, not just raw level. Don't leave it super bright with no EQ control. That's how you end up fighting the snare and hats. Don't stack six effects on one track, when one lean chain and a shared return can do the job better. And don't forget mono compatibility. Keep the ride mostly centered and use width carefully. So here's the core idea to remember. In jungle and old school DNB, the ride isn't just an extra symbol. It's a top-end phrase that helps tell the story of the arrangement. If you shape the rhythm, groove, and movement carefully, you can create a powerful pre-drop lift with very little CPU. For practice, build a two-part ride riser at 174 BPM. Make one version sparse and dusty, and another one brighter with a stronger build. Use no more than four active devices, route your space through a return, and compare both in the full track. Then choose the one that makes the drop feel biggest with the least processing. Keep it tight, keep it gritty, and keep it moving. That's the jungle mindset.